Blog Talk Radio. will lead you and guide you all the way. And good afternoon and welcome to Ministering God's Way Fivefold. And welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Ministering God's Way Fivefold is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. How many know when they got out of the road this morning, they got out of bed, they felt like shouting? I know I did, because God has been good to me. He allowed us to see another day that we have been kept by the blood of the Lamb. And to God be the glory, because this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall, and I shall, rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. So, yeah, we got it every day. When we wake up, we're gonna put our shouting shoes on. We're going to shout and thank and praise God, the Most High God, for allowing us to see another day. Today is Sunday, December 18, 2016, and we are just so grateful to be with you this afternoon on Ministering God's Way, joining you live here in Starkville, Mississippi, because we didn't have to be here, but we was kept by the blood of the Lamb, amen, and nobody did it but God, amen. And how many know Jesus will do it? Won't he do it? He will do it every time. If you put your trust in him and lean not into your own understanding and acknowledge him in all your ways, he'll surely direct your path. Today's topic is the ministry of reconciliation. Ministry of reconciliation. Our scripture is coming from the Second Corinthians and the fifth chapter. Second Corinthians and the fifth chapter. And we're going to be reading the 17th through the 19th verse. Again, that is 2 Corinthians, the fifth chapter, and the 17th through the 19th verse. If you turn with me, 2 Corinthians, the fifth chapter, and the 17th through the 19th verse. And it reads, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation." Oh, Heavenly and gracious Father God, to come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy in the time of need. Father God, we thank you for ministry, the ministry of reconciliation, Lord Jesus, on today. We thank you, Lord, for your word in 2 Corinthians 5, 17 and 9 through 19, that you have given us that word of reconciliation. And, Father, that's restoration, coming back to, Father, where we once were and where we once believed in, being restored and revived again in the name of Jesus and coming out of sin. Father, cleanse us from all unrighteousness on right now today. Cleanse our minds, Father God, from any evil thoughts, in our mouths, Father, from saying anything that's evil or guile. Father God, let us speak that which is holy and that edifies and builds up and not tear down in the name of Jesus. Let us be led by your Holy Spirit and fed by your word of God. And Father, forgive us of our sins that we've committed willingly and unwillingly, Lord Jesus. Help us, Father God, to acknowledge you in all our ways and that you would direct our path. In Jesus' mighty name, Father God, we thank you on today. And we ask that, Lord, Father God,
that you will give us the ministry of reconciliation to everyone, Father, that listens, if listening right now and on today and in the days to come that will tune in, that you will give them and bless them with that spirit of ministry of reconciliation to get what's wrong, to get it right. In the name of Jesus, amen. Praise God. Amen. The ministry of reconciliation. This is a time of year where we celebrate for unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given, and his name is Jesus Christ. And to God be the glory. We thank God for him, Jesus, thank God, sending his only begotten son, Jesus, to die on the cross for you and your and my sins, and that we might have the right to the tree of life and everlasting life. Jesus Christ is his name. Jesus is so wonderful, and there's no other name under heaven whereby men can be saved but by the name of Jesus Christ, because there's healing in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. There is salvation in the name of Jesus. Amen. And so we want to acknowledge this time that we set aside to for our risen Savior, our Lord and Savior, that he has he came into the world in the form of flesh, and he suffered and he bled and he died on the cross for us, but he came that God sent his only the Son, that he came that we might, you and I, might have life, and that we might have it more abundantly, and that when we leave this thing vessel, that we will be absent with in our body, but present with the Lord, amen. So God reconciles us to himself in this world. He wants us to leave the old things in the past, because when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. Hallelujah. And so when we were in our sins and our transgressions and we were in this iniquity, God, he spared his life for us that we might be saved and that we might be forgiven. And so when God tells us in his word in the fifth chapter of 2 Corinthians in the 17th verse, old things are passed away. Amen. See, because when you're in the old, in the past, the old things that you used to do, you don't do them anymore because you were in the world. You might live in the world, but you are not of the world. But when you're in the world and when you're without Jesus Christ, the Son of God, then you are in sin. And like we were shaping in iniquity when our mother conceived us. And so we have to, therefore, come out from the world. And the Bible says, come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord. And when we come out from the world and we step into the Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost, and we walk in the light, which is Jesus Christ, then we will not fulfill what the lust of the flesh, okay, or the work thereof. And so we will walk in the light, not in darkness, because in the old is the darkness, okay? Amen. Those are the old things, God said. That behold, he said, he makes all things new. So in this ministry of reconciliation, ministry, of course, is ministry, meaning service. When we are reconciled, meaning we are restored back into what we were. And that's meaning restored back, and what we're talking about, restored back in Christ and coming out of the world. And we're revived in what we know as being born again in our spirits, amen, so that our spirits are in, we're in the Holy Spirit, and we're not possessing those other spirits that are demonic spirits. Amen. That those are old things that are passed away. And behold, God said he makes things new. So when we, God, get reconciled, being reconciled, he tells us that reconciliation means coming into an agreement, coming together, friendly, back, restoring friendly relations. And so when we were restored, that means that we once were something, but then we lost it, and now we got to get it back. So that's where restoration is. And we talked about last Sunday, restoration has finally come, amen, in the body of Christ. Even though we're living in a world that's full of sin and we're in perilous times, restoration is here and has finally come for the body of Christ. That's a prophetic word we talked about last Sunday, to the body of Christ. And when the world suffers and when the world goes through, we as saints of God, we are not, we don't encompass that because we are not of the world. Amen. We are in the world, but we're not of the world. And so we don't have anything to worry about. But in Ecclesiastes, Jesus tells us that there's a time and place for everything under the sun. And it's time for the restoration in the body of Christ. And now it is not only when we reach the time of restoration in the body of Christ, where this is a glorification in the body of Christ. And we will see men and women glorified in Christ Jesus. We'll see miraculous works done because of the glory that is reigning on the men and women of God in the saints' life. Amen. The power of God will be so strong. You will see it operating in its fullness and in God's glory. And we will see this among the men and women of God because God is going to use us and allow his power to be demonstrated through us. Amen. So this is the time we're living in because we talked about last Sunday that when the word says who he foreknew, he predestined, and who he predestined, he called. Amen. And who he called, he justified, right? So if he justified, he said, then who he justified, he glorified. And we see now, we know Jesus is on the way. We don't know when he's going to crack the sky, how soon he's going to come, but we see the signs, the rumors of wars, rumors of wars. Earthquakes in diverse places, famines, pestilence, and diseases. We see so much of these things going on in the world. God said, Jesus said in his word that these, he said, when you see these things, know that the end is not yet. He said, these are the beginning of sorrows. Amen. So we're living in perilous times, but it is time for restoration within the body of Christ because he's going to glorify us. And he's going to use us to bring others in the world to him. Amen. Because once he fills you with the Holy Ghost, he gives you power. And he gives you that power from on high where you can go into the utmost and the uttermost parts of the world in Judea and Samaria, and you can be his witnesses. Amen. And you can tell of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you. And your soul, hallelujah, will cry out, thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, because we've been what? Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We're talking about ministry of reconciliation, being restored back to our place in God, being reconciled back to God, being in agreement where God wants us to be, because we were talking about last Sunday, his thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. So his thoughts are higher. So we have to acknowledge Christ Jesus because he is our head, amen, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, amen. So supernaturally, we can't think like Christ, but we want to ask God to give us the mind of Christ and so that we can be restored and reconciled back to him, amen. So this is a ministry we're talking about, ministry. Submit means service. Ministry means service. So we want to be servants of reconciliation. We can't be God's witnesses and Jesus' witnesses if we don't live that life of reconciliation within our own life. Amen. Some of us have gotten married,
And some of us have gotten divorced. And some of us have been separated. Where we talked about last Sunday, Elder Triplett and I went to a church in Starkville, Mississippi, and one of the churches we went to, and we met a woman. Her and her husband had been, this was on December 11th, last Sunday. Her and her husband had been separated. We had met her husband. We knew he was at this church, but we didn't know. We met their story, and we met his wife last Sunday at the church, and she had told us in the parking lot that her and her husband had been separated for 10 years. And not only 10 years, I think she said, and then even divorced. But she said, God is a reconciler. Amen. He's a reconciler. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that's why they're together today. Amen. Amen. Because Jesus came that you and I might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. He didn't say that we weren't going to, he said, have some trials. He said, consider it not strange concerning the fiery trials to try you. Amen. He said, but, you know, this, he said, and he said, and count it all joy when men revile you. Because what? He said, great. He said, great is your reward in heaven. But we have to go through some things in life. Eddie Mae Coleman, sister, praise the Lord. She's tuning in, and we thank God for you, Sister Eddie Mae Coleman. She's always said, you can't tell anybody anything if you haven't been through anything. So to tell somebody something, you have to go through something. And so oftentimes in our marriages, in our life, okay, on our jobs, in our family, we want to give up. That's the first thing we want to do is give up, throw in the towel, and walk away and shut the door and be done. And Jesus said, no, he didn't tell us that. He said in 2 Corinthians in the 5th chapter and the 19th verse, in the latter part it says, and have committed unto us the word. He committed unto us, hallelujah, glory be to God, the word of reconciliation. See, this walk with Jesus Christ is a serious walk. We can't just teach the talk and teach the talk and not walk the walk. Amen. We got to walk the walk, walk the talk, and talk, walk what we speak about and we sing about in our song. Marriage is not easy. My husband and I have been married 4 years, and God has allowed us to be reconciled in our marriage. But there is a humility in reconciliation, and that's what God told us in his word. He said, if you want to be exalted, what? You humble yourself. Amen? Don't exalt yourself to be, so you can, if you want to be exalted, humble yourself. And in humility, God will honor you. He said, humility comes before honor. That's what the word of God says. Humility comes before honor. Before you can be honored, you're going to be humiliated. Before Jesus got up and walked out that grave, he was humiliated. He was bruised and bled and was scorned and beaten for your iniquities and my iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And guess what? And the government was upon his shoulders. Amen. So he carried all the weight, and he still carries it for us. And so this is why we need to make sure that we're walking in the vocation where God has called us, and walking holy and doing what's pleasing and acceptable in Christ, which is our reasonable service. Because the ministry of reconciliation is a service in your marriage, on your job, in your home, in your family. Your children can get on your nerves and you feel like giving in time. I'm tatted with them. Keep praying for your children. Keep praying for your sister. Keep praying for your brother. Keep praying for your spouse. Keep praying for your marriage. Keep praying for your promotion. Keep praying for whatever it is you desire. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. Keep praying. Amen. And that's what we're going to talk about next week. I know what prayer can do. See, prayer can heal the sick. Prayer can raise the dead. Hey, prayer can do anything. It'll change people's situations and things too. Amen. See, because I know what prayer can do. And because of prayer, God has given my husband and I the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. No, it was very humbling, very humbling. Because in anything, in any relationship in life, you will have to humble yourself. And you have to, if you want anything in life, you can't just start at the top. Anything that's worth having is all my mom always working for, okay? And you have to work at your marriage. You can't give up. You have to work at being a good mother. You have to work at being a good spouse. You have to work at being a good employee. You have to work at being a good child of God. Amen? Because we have to walk in the newness of life. Because what? The 15th verse in 2 Corinthians 5 said what? Old things have what? Passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So when God reconciles us back to him, amen, when we're reconciled back to him, when we've done what we are supposed to do, we've repented of our sins, we were baptized in Jesus' name, we ask for forgiveness, and we make a change to serve the true and living God, we're in the newness of life. And Jesus says, behold, I make all things new. Amen. And when you were reconciled, I know in my marriage reconciliation, things have changed. Then things can change because guess what? You are now, you have learned from your mistakes and you are walking in a new life. Amen. Amen. And praise God. So Jesus suffered. He bled and he, before he could raise on that day and have all power, before he could have the power, he had to suffer. And before he received the crown of glory, he was going through, he had to suffer. So we have to remain mindful of how Jesus requires that we reconcile ourselves back to him. How do we do it? We do it through prayer. We do it through fasting. Prayer and fasting. Amen. Amen. So remember to pray, to always pray. And the Bible says, always pray. Cease not to pray. And always give thanks unto the, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. So Jesus said he gave us the ministry of reconciliation and he gave us the word. So reconcile yourself today. Let's humble ourselves. Let's go back to the altar. Let's go back to prayer. Let's go back to fasting and reconcile ourselves to our King, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus loves you, and so do I. God bless you.